Blog Talk Radio.
At least it's not raining and storming, and we have electricity, so we're doing good. Yes, we're having a storm every single day. Forget mowing the lawn. It's going to be a jungle, and I'll just import tigers. We're okay.
Well,
you work with what you got, right? You do what you have to do.
That's true. All you can do.
How are you doing today, Sue?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've just been busy. I've been trying to get some bills taken care of and some contracts written. And anyway, that's been my day for today.
Oh, you're having fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just last a minute. Just love it.
Well, hey, keep at it. It makes it into 2 laughs a minute. You never know. Yes, you do. Never mind. You already know. You've done it long enough. It ain't going to happen.
Oh, hell no. Just think positive. That's all I can do.
I am positive it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
Hey,
Yeah.
There you go. You're thinking positive, just not in the way anybody expected. That's all.
No, they don't. What are you been up to?
All right. Well, hi, guys. You know what? Like I said, we have been having a storm every day. And you go outside, your shoes get wet, so you don't wear flip-flops because when your feet get wet, your feet slip on those flip-flops. And I can't keep them on when my feet are wet. So I always put my Mockies on. That works better, but I got wet leather all the time. You know, hey, whatever.
Oh, boy.
They'll mold to my feet, right? That's how the Indians used to, well, out west, that's how the Indians used to do. They would make themselves a new pair of moccasins, and then they would go and get them wet. Or wade in the river, wade on the lake, whatever they did, stick them in a bucket, I don't know, but they got them wet. They kept them on as they dried, and they molded to their feet.
Yeah.
And that way they didn't have a problem keeping them on. They didn't have a problem with blisters or anything like that because the mossies were molded to their feet. So
wow.
I thought it was a really good idea, so I just let them get wet every day. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Why not?
I didn't know that.
Oh, you learn a lot of stuff when you live amidst the tribes. When I lived in the Pacific Northwest, there must have been 4 or 5 Indian tribes around that area.
Really?
Between Montana and the panhandle of Idaho and eastern Washington, and then where the Nez Perce were down, where Washington, Idaho, and Oregon came together. All three of them came together right there, not too far from Lewiston. So I was around all that teaching all the time, and I always found it very, very interesting. I enjoyed it. It was really cool. Out here, there were different tribes. They had different ways of doing things. I haven't learned that yet. I'm still stuck in the Pacific Northwest. What can I tell you? Yes. But it's still fun, you know, like you're drying salmon and you dry your venison, and I never tried to dry bear meat. I always stuck it in the freezer and then cooked it. But you just have, for each region, there's different things to do for each region. Smoked, dried salmon is absolutely fantastic. If you ever get a chance to try any of that, you gotta. It's different than any other way to do salmon. Dried smoked salmon is fantastic. It's fantastic. Even John would like it. I guarantee it. Now, what happens with that guarantee, if he doesn't like it, I have no idea, but...
Well.
Pat him on the back and say, so sorry, bud, try again.
I bet he would like it. I think anybody would like that.
I think so, because it's fantastic. We had a thing up there with, it was smoked salmon chip dip.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it very long, but it was awesome. I love that stuff. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't get it anymore. I almost cried. Mm. But not quite, just almost.
Wow.
All right, let's get this show on the road while they're dry. And it's clouding up, so they could be dry for maybe another half hour. But I'll know because even though I have a shade over the window, I'll know because there's always thunder with it, always. This is Georgia. Things are a little bit different here, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot more like the Pacific Northwest than Arizona ever even considered being. And, yeah, it's cool. I like it. It's all right. Okay, first up. Now, all these songs that I'm playing first here, maybe only, are songs that John sent me today and yesterday. It took 2 days to get all these songs in here, but they're all so good. They're all so good. And so I'm going to try and get most of them in, if I can zip my lip and get to it. And that's my problem. Nobody else's. I'm the wingding here. Okay, here is one by Johnny Hara. You all know that name, right? Everybody knows Johnny Hara? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For those out in La La Land that don't know Johnny Hara, he was an Elvis. Well, he wasn't a person. He's an ETA. Let's just do that, an Elvis tribute artist, okay?
Okay.
And for a long time, everybody thought he was Elvis. Yeah. And I was like, no, what's wrong with you? I mean, listen, look, he's not Elvis. Don't worry about it. But they did for a long, long time. They did. And he did die of a heart attack. And so everybody's going, oh, Elvis is finally dead. He finally died. It's like, no, he wasn't Elvis. It doesn't make any difference to that. Just forget it. Put them apart. Two different people. They have a problem with that, you know? They do have a problem. But anyway, this is Johnny Hara. And it's dedicated to Elvis. It says right there on the cover, dedicated to Elvis. Come back, King Elvis.
He was such a special man. He meant so much to me. He was king of rock and roll. He lives on in memory. All my life and all my dreams, I hear his soft voice ring. Even now they say he lives, and you can hear him sing. Sadness fills my heart and soul. It's painful to recall. Lost of all his special ways, brings tears and hurts us all. Come back and share our lives once more, never more to part. We are still missing you. You live on in our hearts.
Aw, don't you just want to go up and pat him on the back and say, poor baby?
Yeah, exactly. He did.
It'll be okay. Here's a piece of candy. Oh, Lordy Jimmy. They're going to come cart you away, girl. And they might. They might.
Yeah,
they've had my room ready for years.
Johnny Hara played in an Elvis movie. It was pretty damn good. And I think a lot of people thought it was Elvis.
A lot of people did think it was Elvis, and that was the problem. You couldn't convince them otherwise. And I tell you what, Johnny Hara was a whole more like Elvis than this Bob Joyce thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't convince people. People get this crazy idea in their head, and you can't convince them what the truth really is. And that's too bad for them. That's too bad for them, you know? So, whatever. To each his own, and they'll never get away from it. They'll never learn, and we'll just let them have what they need. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt anybody. They just have a mistaken idea that you can't correct, and they're going to have to live with it. And that's really the only damage it does is to their own psyche. Well, that's all right. We can deal with that. It's not a big thing. So, no problem. All right. Are you guys ready for some fun? I mean, some fun. Yeah. How about Johnny Earl and the record label Hop? Yeah.
Let's start way back in 55. You can bop and swing, stroll and jive. Many a singer began to rock, owing it to the record label Hop. Old Sam Phillips shining on sun, making rockabilly stars of everyone. The Decca was growing big on jive, while doo-wop on London was mad alive at the record label Hop. Stiff and Camden. Remember Embassy? Those were the days. Now it's TNG and Sony, and that's it, I'm afraid. At the record label Hop, you learn to dance the bop. You never want to stop. At the record label Hop, music was never so hot. At the record label Hop.
Ending. And did you hear it? An ending. A real ending. And they did a bop shawan about it. Oh, you know, that music makes your heart happy. You just can't help it. If there's anything in this world that is making you feel good, that music will top it off and just make you bubble. There you go.
Right.
That's the true word from me. And you don't have to agree with it. It's okay. Because it makes me happy, and that's all that matters, right? And each one of you make up your own mind. That's up to you. Okay. Now, this next one, when John sent it to me, it was like takes 1, 2, 4, and 5, or 1, 2, 3, and 5, or something like that. But it said video unavailable, and I couldn't find the exact same one, and he said it's not available. The exact same one's not available, and I said, well, okay, but the song's in there. It's not the same exact one, so it's not funny like the one he chose probably is. I'm going to play it anyway because I like the song, and I like the movie that it's in, and it's just cute. It's just cute. They're driving down the highway. He just came back from the service, and his girlfriend picked him up at the airport, and they're driving down the highway in this little sports car with no top on it.
Hmm.
Man, it looks so much fun. I would love to do that someday. That looks like so much fun. I haven't been in a convertible since I was 9 years old, and it was a lady driving, and she was very sedate. She was a Sunday school teacher.
Oh,
but
gosh.
That was the last time I was in it. I'd love to ride in a little sports car with no top. You know, Wouldn't that just sound like a hit album? That would be so much fun. Okay. Here is that song. It's only takes 4 and 5, John, but I still like it. I'm going to play it. Almost Always True.
Fellas, I'm telling you, that's not so easy to do with a rhythm song. It's not so easy to do. As much as I can, you know.
We're rolling. Here we go.
I believe that about, like, I believe pigs can fly, you know, and they cannot. Oh, Lordy. I love that song, though. It's not only is a mover, it's just cute. It's just cute, and I like that. maybe not on a steady diet, but hey, you know.
No, it's a cute song. I like it.
Yeah, cute is fun sometimes. You just got to let it have its place and go for it. And don't believe all of it because when this dude says, I'll never steal a kiss, he is lying. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. I know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. He's a man. And you're going to believe him when he says he never steals a kiss? Oh, come on. I don't think that is true at all. I really don't.
Probably not.
He might stop there if he really is feeling chivalrous, but, you know, to not steal a kiss. I wasn't born yesterday, and I didn't fall off a turnip truss either. So here we go. We have something here. You guys all remember that picture we keep saying about that where they photoshopped Elvis working in a chip shop, fish and chips?
Yeah.
Doing his bit behind the counter, fish and chip shop. Well, here's a song by Kirsty McCall. It is the original chip shop song.
Yeah.
So have fun. I like that. It's fun. And you get so involved in it. You got to listen to what she's saying. You know? Right? The chip shop says he's Elvis. He's a liar. And the guy that's telling her he loves her, she's not sure about that either. it's kind of like, well, honey, it gets kind of obvious. Look at the signs. Look at the signs. Anyway, come on, computer. Hello, how are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
What you doing, sweetie?
I should be cooking supper and getting ready for a show tonight, but oh no, Miss Procrastination. Shauna has wanted. Now she wants to sing a song. It's crazy. I don't know. It's terrible.
Well, honey,
I should be doing a show, but I want to sing.
You can always go with tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. If you have to.
For dinner tonight?
Why not? People do pancakes and eggs.
That would be all fine and dandy because Charles and I both love those two things, but our son does not eat soup yet. He doesn't have the taste for it quite yet. Any
fish
kind of
sticks?
Soup.
Fish sticks?
No, it would be different. I told him I promised I would make his favorite dinner tonight if he was a good boy today. So
just get him a cold hot dog then and say, today this is your favorite dinner.
No, you don't understand. I woke up with him this morning and I said, if you have a good day and help me out and things like that, then I'll make your favorite supper tonight. And his favorite supper is chicken tacos. Really strange. So I told him if he could, I would take that, and I can't go back on my word now.
You suckered yourself into that one, sweetheart.
Well, it's true, but I didn't think about doing a show today. Yeah. I wasn't in my plans to do a show today. I'm going to blame my co-host, Miss Rhonda. It's her fault. She wants to do it today.
It's Rhonda's fault. Okay.
And then I thought, it's okay. We can do it. We can do it. So it's last minute.
I didn't know
this morning.
Yeah, and you're going, I don't know how, but we can do it.
No, we can do it. All night.
You don't need sleep.
No.
Sleep is, just remember, sleep is overrated. You give it up.
Oh, that's funny. She even says in chat, it's her fault. Yes, ma'am, it is. It's your fault. I had to put makeup on. I wasn't planning to. It's your fault.
But the thing is, you know how it is in this biz.
You got to keep the momentum going, Jenny. You can't stop now. You got to keep it going.
That's true. But I put makeup on.
I told her tonight was
a
good idea.
So, I don't put a dress on, but I put makeup on to do my radio show.
I don't know why, honey. You're just staring at the wall, sugar.
Well, it's for Apache. I do it for Apache.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know how I feel. I felt bad switching to video because you know how I love doing my radio show in my PJs. It was the highlight of my day. Pigtails and PJs, that's what you would have saw me with my headset on back in the day, folks.
But honey, to do that, you have to have PJs first. That won't work for me. Sorry. I got a cami. I'm wearing a cami, okay? I'm not sitting here buck naked. I am wearing something, but it's not pajamas. I don't have pajamas.
She's basically saying to us, TMI. She does not own pajamas, but here's the kicker. I'm a mom. I can't run around the house in my cami, so I do have PJs. I'm at that stage.
No,
she's not in college yet, so that is not plausible for me.
Well, yeah. when my youngin' was that age, I would put on a big old T-shirt and a pair of shorts. You know, I still didn't own pajamas.
So you got to have something on, folks. I love oversized T-shirts and boxers. Shorts, folks. I'll steal my husband's boxers. I am known to do that from time to time. Poor Charles. But anyways, men's clothes are men's clothes, and I love those. My husband
wore tidy whiteys, and I'm not going to wear those.
No, mine has boxers, and they're very awkward. guys. If you have a favorite pair of boxer shorts that belong to your men's, you can always take a needle and thread and sew up that middle part that you, that's there. You don't need it. You don't need it.
You think?
Yeah, you don't need it. And then you can wear those boxer shorts, and they will be just shorts, and they'll be comfortable. Yeah. Yeah.
Just go to the store and get a stretchy pair of dance guns.
For more Shauna's tips and tricks, okay?
I wear dance guns, just a stretchy pair of dance guns. It's cheaper than boxes. Anyway, you wanted to sing a song, darling.
I hear Miss Sue. Hey, girl, how do you do?
I'm pretty good. She's falling asleep there, girl. The box is short. I'm just laughing at you.
She's still laughing at my jokes, Jenny. Give her a break.
It takes a while sometimes. Yeah.
But I just said tune in next week when I give you some more tips and tricks of a Southern girl. Just listen to me.
Well, all right.
Especially the trick for having an 8-year-old son in the house.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm.
Those are tricks. I tell you, sometimes those have to be tricks sometimes. You know that.
Well, hey,
Shauna, you wanted to sing a song?
You're going to regale us with your musical capability? Yeah, so I can get back to cooking supper and preparing for my show. I guess I better. It's got to get out of my system. I've been thinking about it today, like, oh, it's Tuesday. I could sing on Jenny's show. It's Tuesday. Let's have your own show to it.
Like I said, sleep is overrated, darling. You might as well give it up.
That is true. Okay. I'm going to sing Tanya Tucker, Delta Dawn.
Ah, there you go. I knew that song when it came out. That's a good one. Go for it, girl. You should be good at that one.
And I'm going to do it live. So please be very kind, guys. Live is not fun.
Oh, honey. Honey, you're better live, so go for it. Just hang that one on you and go for it.
Okay, I got to have a little swig of water. Cool spring water.
You got whiskey in it?
I'm feeling it. Here we go. Give it a second. It takes a minute to kick in, guys.
That's okay, honey. You take your time, darling.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? To take you to his mansion in the sky. She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. And all the folks down Brownsville think she's crazy. 'Cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn, the prettiest woman you ever laid eyes on. Then a man of all degrees stood by her side, promised her he'd take her for his bride. Take you to his mansion in the sky. Thank you, folks. Then it just cut off on me right there, ladies and gents.
Well, good song.
Good.
Oh, good song.
Yeah, that was good. I tell
well,
you,
when Tanya brought it out when she was 13 years old, people were just like, what? She only 13? Holy
yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly.
But she did get to meet Elvis in the Memphis Mafia and thought she was one of the boys, and I
yeah.
got respect from her from that day. I was like, girl, you my type of girl.
Yeah.
Hello.
If I remember right, she was married to Glenn Campbell, too.
Yes, ma'am, and one of her daughters is named Presley, as in Presley. Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, as in Presley. We understand
yep.
that, yeah.
So she really loves Elvis Presley. You know, she has a history and
yes.
she has a story. But the songs, this song in particular, it is one of them that you can't forget. Like you said, you heard it on the radio when it first came out and you remember it. It's like it's a
oh,
song
yeah.
you can't forget.
Well, I used to sing it too. So that kind of cemented in your brain. It wears
really?
Grooves
no,
in your
you
brain.
Can sing it with that southern big twang up there? I want to hear you sing it. Come on.
Well, honey, I didn't do no southern big twang.
What'd you do? You do it in a higher key?
Well, yeah, it was kind of a high. It was like one key higher than what you do it in.
I can only sing it in the key of D.
I can't sing in D. It's too low for me.
That's the only one I can sing in. C, a
I
C, or
a
D. I prefer D.
I can sing it in F or A. I can do that, but I can't sing in D. D doesn't work for me. So that's okay. That's okay. Because mine's right there with Delta Dawn. What's that flower you have on? See, it's,
oh,
it's,
you cut it down.
You
go, Dawn. It's gone. Yeah, I keep going. I keep doing a riff on Dawn. I do
well,
it
when
about.
You got when you got music behind it, you phrase it different when you got music behind it. And I was a cappella, so I did it my own way.
Sure, you can change it when you have no music. You can.
Exactly.
Actually, you can
exactly.
change it with music. I like how Rhonda did that House of the Rising Sun to Amazing Grace. I mean, come on. You can, if you know how
that
it goes,
good.
You can do stuff like that. It's fun.
Yeah.
You remember
that
Coca-Cola that. Commercial from the 70s? Okay, well, I can do that in Amazing Grace. I can do the Coca-Cola theme. 70s to Amazing Grace.
Go for it. What the hey, you know?
Oh, no, I
don't
want to do it. I just said you can. You can take a song already sang with music, and you can put it into another song
yes.
with different music. It,
yes.
it can be done.
Yes.
So.
And to show you that, I will play
I guess
the
it
kind of
goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound to save the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's how it goes.
Hey, you can do it.
Yes.
Hey, there you go. You can do it. You can do it. And I like it, too. It's fun to do stuff like that.
I think,
and it makes people sit up and notice.
I think my mother don't tell her this, but I think my mom, when she was in a commune, I think she learned that, and then she taught it to me. I swear.
Honey.
I really think so. I really think so. She lived as a hippie for a week, and she couldn't deal with it anymore because she told me, she said, hippies do not shower. She showered. So she quit. She's a quitter.
Yeah.
She quit the commune life in a week.
They'll go out into the pond or the lake or the river, but they don't take baths or showers. And if they don't have soap with them, they don't care. They rinse it off. That's all.
My mom just like, no,
you know?
She loves the hippie movement and the way they were free. She wasn't really free love, but she was just a very lovable person of, you know, wanting to give love. You know, she's very naive at that age.
Uh-huh.
So staying there a week, she realized they weren't clean enough for her standards, so she had to go. It was time to go. Move on.
Well, after a week, you kind of can tell that.
Yeah. And this was before she met my real father. So, you know, she was just, she had standards. And that just wasn't what she was envisioning. I guess she thought it was going to be like some kind of summer camp or something. I don't know. I was like, you know what a commune is? Free love. You had orgies. You took psychedelics. You smoked weed. And my mother was like, after a week, she was like, no.
The commune is the only place that happened. It happened in every apartment house at Haight-Ashbury. It happened in Golden Gate Park. It happened back in Woodstock. It happened in the parks down in Texas. It was everywhere. That kind of thing was everywhere.
My mother was in Los Angeles, California, and she just thought maybe I would try it, and she didn't like it. After a week, and she went back in, moved in with her roommate, her girlfriend.
Well, it's that kind of thing. Isn't for everybody, you know. But the hop heads and weed suckers, they didn't care. They were always hot all the time. They didn't know how dirty they were.
I think they had the right attitude when it came to peace and love. Went a little bit more wild than I would probably. I love their clothes, though. I mean, come on, Rhonda and Jenny and Sue. I would ransack a true hippie closet, girl, because those are awesome clothes. I love the clothes. Yeah. Those baby doll dresses,
and you
man.
Know what?
If I found some, I'd buy some.
The good thing about it,
they're so cute.
The good thing about it is you didn't have to go into JCPenney's or Crescent or Michael's or someplace like that and buy them. You just go to a secondhand store. Something doesn't fit or work, you'll rip it until it does.
Or you can do like my mom did. She made her own bell bottoms by taking out the seam of regular jeans and putting scarves and cloth inside of it. So they're so pretty.
We used to do that all the time. Yeah.
I mean, I
grew
it now, but
I was a young to mid teenager in the '60s, so I grew up in that era. Yeah, we all did that stuff. I took the guy that became my husband. I took his pants that he wore on stage with the band, and split the seam and put red inserts in them, so they'd work for shows. You know, so
I mean, you grew up during that era. My mother was already grown with two kids at that time. So she was wearing stuff in pictures that I see now. I see pictures of my mom when she's like 21, 22-ish, and it's like, oh, goodness, mom. Woo, sexy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I wouldn't even wear something like this. When was this? When'd you take this?
Yeah.
I saw my mom in a two-piece bikini that she's barely in, folks, with one of those, what is it, knit macrame or whatever dresses, so you can see the bikini through it. And I was like, my goodness, Linda Thompson, eat your heart out, woman.
People wear that stuff all the time.
I saw a picture of my mom laying on the beach thing, and I even said, I put the picture of Priscilla in her denim bikini in the pool, the photos from the 70s, and put them next to my mother, and I was like, oh, honey, if Elvis would have met you, he'd have not thought of anyone else. And my mama agreed. She goes, if I had the luck to ever have met Elvis Presley, he'd have never thunk of another woman but me. I was like, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
You go.
Whatever, mama. But so that picture, whew. I saw my mom in a leopard stretch cat suit, guys. Whoa.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool.
Whoa. With platform shoes. I was like, when was this? And Mom was like, oh, this is when me and my best friend were going to the disco. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow,
it's really neat to get a story to these photos. I'm not dishing my mama. She's a very beautiful lady. She's 75 now, so it's hard for me to imagine. My mother used to be a hottie, and she reminds me on a daily basis.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's
you got
like,
something to live up to.
I showed Wade a picture of Mom in just shorts and a top. She was just trying to hitchhike, because back then that's what you did. You hitchhiked. And he said, who's that? I said, that's your Nana. That's your Nana Fana. He goes, get out of town. No, it's not normal. I was like, yeah, it is. Well, that's your Nana. She was like 18, 19 years old right there. And he goes, Nana, was that young before? Like, of course she was. I said, you must think I'm an old lady then, the way you think. He goes, well, you are kind of old, Mama. You are kind of old. I'm like, well.
The mind of an 8-year-old. Oh, yeah, the mind.
And I have an 8-year-old. Of course I'm old.
Your mama. You can't be young and sexy. Your mama.
Oh, no. Do you know what my son does? It's the most cutest thing. Whenever I get ready, it doesn't matter what it's for, he will come to me, and I'm his cutie patootie. Hi, Mama Cutie Patootie. You're just a cutie. You're my cutie. I just let him do it. That's what he does. I'm his cutie patootie, especially when I get ready to go for somewhere. Well, he needs to, because he and my husband don't tell me much, you know, these days, but my son will always tell me.
Somebody needs to slap that man. Just lightly, just enough to just wake him up a little bit.
No, I don't have to slap him or wake him up. He knows what he has, so he doesn't have to remind me. He always tells me when he needs to tell me, but he doesn't tell me every time I get ready, because he's like, I get you non-makeup and makeup, honey. To me, you're the same either way. You're still mine. So, see, that's fine. Cool, you know. It's cool. You know, he's not the always romantic type guy, but in the end, he does have his way. He has his way.
Oh, well, as long as he has his way and you like it, that's the important part.
Oh, yes. I know I'm his, and that's that.
That's the important part.
I've been
listening
for 22 years, guys. I would know.
There you go. The whole thing, somebody comes up and says, how would you know if he was seeing somebody else? Oh, darn, believe me. We know.
My husband can't lie. He's the worst liar in the world. His eyes start twitching. He starts growing a page tail redder. He starts sweating. He couldn't hide that crap if he wanted to. Plus, he knows he's going to get more than a pot of beans upside the head if that happens. He knows it. He knows.
Oh, honey, take a baseball bat. Take a baseball bat. Mama keeps a baseball bat.
Hey, I don't want to go to jail for manslaughter, honey.
Well, I didn't say hit him hard. You don't hit him hard.
If I take your advice, I'm
going to
call you up and say, you better drive the 4 hours here, honey. You're going to help me hide a body. Let's go.
Exactly. But, you know, hey.
I'll be like, it's all your damn fault. They took your advice.
Well, I didn't twist your arm up behind your back, girl. I just said it. I just said the words. What you do with them is up to you.
Well, they both realize, even though I'm in a house full of men folk, even my dog is a male. I'm the only female around here, so they know if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. This is my house, too.
Exactly.
I tend it.
And nobody got good food, either, if Mama ain't happy.
They know.
Yeah.
Anyways, Miss Jenny and Miss Sue, I better go. I'm getting looks from my son, even though I just said something, but he's giving me that I'm hungry, Mama, look. I see it. He's hungry.
You got to go make supper, honey. You got to go make supper.
Yes, I do. And then Rhonda and I have our Part 2 Elvis review show later tonight, but y'all can listen to it tomorrow, you know, because it's going to be late.
Okay. Yeah.
But we need to get it done.
Honey,
everybody
go,
else is getting their part done. So.
You take care of business, darling.
Hey, that should be my first name, TC Bates. But anyway, I love you guys.
Yeah. They'll change it for you. Go ahead.
And I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, sweetie. Okay. Thank you for the song.
Thank you for letting me. It was fun. Adios.
Yeah. Bye. All right. That was a funny interlude. Well, I had a good time. I don't know about you folks listening, but I had a really good time. So I was participating. Sue laughed a couple of times. I heard it. Sue enjoyed it. She laughed.
Well, I thought that was funny about the man short showing him up.
Oh, I know. And then Ann comes on and says, yeah, lose some baggy. Oh, gosh, I hate baggy. I cannot stand baggy. Feel like they're falling off you. I can't do that. I can't do baggy.
No.
But I don't have to worry about it because I don't have any boxer shorts. So, you know, no problem.
Oh, my God.
All right. And she was talking about taking songs and putting different words to them. Okay. John sent us a parody. And it is hilarious. It's by that Shirley Serban who does all the different parodies for all the different things. And she did COVID parodies and housekeeping parodies and cooking parodies and things like that. We have a food parody. And it is funny. So here is Shirley Serban. Thank you, John, for the laughs. Always love you. Food.
I like good steak, guacamole and chips, entree, potatoes, risotto. Take me to an all-you-can-eat buffet. And such thing as leftovers for me. Apple pie caught my eye. Yes, I know it's a want, not a need.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Is that Cheetos?
That still hurts. She's recording her eating. I'm sorry, but I found that totally hilarious. All the things that your mama told you not to do, okay? All the things your mama told you not to do. Don't eat with your mouth full. Don't talk with your mouth full. Definitely don't sing with your mouth full. And she did all of it. And the funny thing about it is that she was just a housewife, and she was bored. She was stuck home during COVID, and she was bored. And she thought, what can I do? And she started doing these parodies.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. The woman has a sense of humor that won't stop. It's fantastic. And the thing is, she can sing. Well, you just heard that. She can sing. I think it's totally amazing. You know, I think the hidden talent that they hide behind the ironing board, you know, I mean, good grief. Well, nobody irons anymore, but, you know, that's how it used to be. And I love listening to her stuff because she's amazing. And, yes, the eating was Shirley Serban on her recording of I Will Always Love Food. Nobody else was eating or anything. That was her on her recording, okay? I make it a habit not to eat carrots on the air. So, you know.
Oh, God. That's funny. That's a good one.
But, yeah, she's sitting there with turkey leg or chicken leg or something like that anyway, and just chawing down. It's so hilarious. It's so hilarious. But that's what happens when you take different words and put them to different songs. You can really make good stuff.
What is her name?
Shirley Serban, Serban.
Okay. Thank you.
Shirley Serban, yeah. And she's so funny. If you look her up on YouTube, you'll find all kinds of videos that she has done. And they're all so good. They're so good. So anyway, on to the next fun thing. I don't know if you guys remember the group Boney M. We played them a couple of years ago at Christmas and stuff. And they're really, really good. We don't play them very often. But we have one today from 1979, and it's called Elita. And you have to listen to it because I have no clue how to explain it.
This is the story of Elita, a man who was born to be hunted like a wild animal. Because he was poor. But he refused to accept his fate, and today his honor has been restored.
Talking south to read and to write.
Like a situation, fight back. Make it different. You can usually do something to make it different. Maybe not what people expect, but that's not what's important. Do something to make it different if you don't like it. There you go. I myself moved to Georgia. So, you know, hey. Texas might have been good too, you know. There are so many lakes and stuff in East Texas. It could have been good. But it's cheaper in Georgia. So there we go. Okay, I got something really pretty cool. You guys all know about the movie Wizard of Oz, right? I mean, the old original movie with Judy Garland.
Right.
And Toto and all that. All right. Well, here is a song that Judy Garland sang in that movie. And everybody goes, oh, no, not that one, not that. But you know what? John found a pretty good version of that song by an Hawaiian man. And his name is Kamakawiwa'ole. Yeah, say that three times fast. I dare you. I learned a while ago from somebody that came from Hawaii. Well, my girlfriend spent 3 years in Hawaii, and she told me, she says, you know, the secret to speaking Hawaiian is to pronounce every syllable. Pronounce all the vowels, and you'll get it pretty close.
Yeah.
So I've remembered that. I don't know how often I get it right, but I do try. And anyway, this is Kamakawiwa'ole. There's an apostrophe in there. I don't know how you pronounce apostrophes. So that's just how it goes. Kamakawiwa'ole.
Oh, gosh.
That's fun to say. That is fun to say. It just is. Kamakawiwa'ole. That is fun to say. Twist your tongue in knots, but it's fun. Anyway, here is the song. Listen to this, guys, because it's so sweet, so sweet. And this is a big dude. I mean, we're talking 350 pounds. This is a big dude. But listen to how sweet he sings this sound. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Thank you. trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh why can't I? Like a lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, the dream that you dare to. Why, oh why, and
expect at least a baritone. No, he's a high tenor. Was a high tenor. I had a little note here. It says his weight kills him. And he was a hefty boy. He was very hefty boy. But What a sweet, sweet voice. Just wow. You know, it just surprised me when I heard his voice. All right. Now, I know you guys know this name. John sent me this morning. Beyonce. You all know that name. How can you not know that name? Unless you were dead. But anyway, this is a song that Beyonce is singing, and it's called All I Could Do Was Cry. And then in parentheses it says church band. Down. Beyonce. I kind of like that. I didn't think I liked Beyonce, but that's one song that I kind of like. Yeah, I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, baby, baby. Smokey Robinson. Okay, here is the Goombay Dance Band. I love that name, Goombay. My gosh, where did they get that? They're not from the United States. They're not from the United States. They are not from the UK. They're from, oh, Lordy, I want to say Sweden. Sweden and Switzerland. Anyway, they're from up there. They're up north where it's cold. You know,
yeah.
it kind of across their brain cells. But anyway, I love them. I totally love them. I think they're fantastic. And this is Robinson Crusoe by the Goombay Dance Band.
Knows the story of a man called Robinson Crusoe. He grew up in a well-respected family, had a good education, and his future looked bright. But then he ran away one night, leaving everything behind him, because he was longing for adventure all the time.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like that. Of course, I've known about Robinson Crusoe since I was a kid. You know, I read the book. The Dick Van Dyke movie was hilarious. My mother just couldn't stop laughing. She had tears running down her face. It was so funny. So if you guys ever get a chance to see Robinson Crusoe, or I think it was Robin Crusoe, they shortened it. The Dick Van Dyke movie, you totally got it. It's fantastic. Anyway, here is, and this also was sent by John. And the guy's musical tastes are just all over the board, and I love it. I totally love it. And I'm seeing here that Sue has to leave. So, hey, honey, love you. Glad you could join us. And you have fun doing whatever it is you got to go do. You just
okay,
be careful.
I'll see you soon. See you soon.
Take care of yourself and don't hurt anything.
Oh, I will do my best. Believe me.
Okay,
sweet. Okay.
I'll see you later then, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. Smokey Robinson. Not Robinson Crusoe, but Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Doing Shop Around from 1960.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now, pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you've become a young man now, you feel some things that you don't understand.
To him, it's like a lot of these singers, and I'm not talking just the Black Americans or the whoever, whatever, singers that actually understand their voice, use it as an instrument, and it is so awesome to listen to. It is so cool. Listen to Elvis. He used his voice as an instrument. Of course, he could play the piano, he could play the guitar, he could probably play the tambourine and the guacamole, for all I know. But he used his voice as an instrument. Listen to these guys when they sing. You're going to really be surprised when you actually start hearing them. It's cool. It's just totally awesome. And now, speaking of listening to somebody when they sing, here is Gary Haleamau. Yes, he's Hawaiian as well. Haleamau. And the song is simply called Yodel. I had fun. You guys too.
I went down to Texas to learn how to yodel. This is the way they get it. This is the way they get it. Thicker than cactus, and I'll never ever ride this range again.
See, that's yodeling. That's real yodeling. And I can't do it. When I wanted to learn how to yodel, that is what I tried to emulate. I can't do it. I can't do it. It just ends there. But I'm listening to it. I love it. Oh, thank you, John. Thank you, John. You know what? That man has a sharp memory. Because he remembers the things I like, and he sends them to me a lot. So it makes the show so much better. It really does. And I have fun playing those things for you guys because I have fun listening to them. And yodeling is one of my biggies. I love it. Oh, yeah. And you heard the banjo. So, yeah. Goes with yodeling like white on rice. Good stuff. Hey, okay, here is Mr. Greek himself, Demi Roussos, Island of Love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where does your mind go when you think of Island of Love? Bora Bora on Tahiti. Marquesas. Yeah. Not few people in the Marquesas. Fiji? Yeah. Bahamas? Barbados? There are a lot of islands of love. The Greek Isles. Yes, the Greek Isles. Yeah. Hawaii. Yeah, there's a lot of islands of love. And if they aren't, they could be, you know? All it takes is a little action. Oh, you guys, the things I do and I don't even, never mind. Here's another one that John sent me today. It's called The End, and it's John Cronus and the Jordanaires. I know about the Jordanaires, so here we go.
You'll find a pot of gold at the end of a story. You'll find it's all been told. But our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without end. The water stops its flow at the end of a highway. There's no place you can go, but just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go, but just tell me you love me, and you
sweet, isn't it? I like that. Yeah. And when you hear the Jordanaires, you know it's going to be a really nice one. Well, you know what? Here's another one that they think that the 60s was a era of protest, right? Guess what? It carried on into the 70s. It did. And this is Helen Reddy with I Am Woman.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's
about that invincible part. You know, it's nice to think about being invincible, but I don't think so. I just don't think so. You know, it takes too much work to be invincible. And you're not. You know, you think you got this shell around you. You think you got, you try and have your walls up so you don't get hurt, so you can be invincible, so nothing can penetrate you, nothing can hurt you. Nothing can squash your heart flat like a pop balloon. But you know what? It's not true. It's not true. Because there's always somebody special that's going to get through all that. And at some point, you might get hurt. You might not. But you might. But you're never going to be completely invincible if you love somebody. And that's just the way it goes. You can't do anything about that. That's the nature of the beast, so to speak. If you love somebody, you are not invincible. If they are hurt, you hurt. You can't help it because you love them. What hurts them is going to hurt you. I am woman, I am invincible. No, doesn't happen. It's a nice thought, but it's not true. Just remember that. You're never going to be invincible against being hurt. It can't be. It can't. And that being said, Johnny Restivo. I do not remember that dude's name from back in the days. I just don't remember ever hearing it. I remember the song, but not from him doing it, I don't think. I remember the band doing it. But you know what? I have Johnny Restivo doing it, called The Shape I'm In.
I can't go, I can't stay. It's your fault, I'm this way. I ain't never been in the shape I'm in. I can't sit, I can't stand, cause this feeling is so grand, hoping it never ends. The shape I'm in. You tell me no and you tell me yes, and you keep my mind at rest. I'm not gonna ever rest, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I feel good, I feel bad, I feel happy, I feel sad, but I love you all over again. I love being in the shape I'm in. Ha! I can't go, I can't stay. It's your fault I'm this way. I ain't never been in the shape I'm in. I can't sit, I can't stand, cause this feeling is so grand, hoping it never ends. The shape I'm in. You tell me no and you tell me yes, and you keep my mind at rest. I'm not gonna ever rest, I'm gonna get to you, yeah. I feel good, I feel bad, I feel happy, I feel sad, but I'll love you all over again. I love being in the shape I'm in. Yeah. Ooh. I love being in that shape I'm in. Swing it, baby. Yeah. Shape I'm in.
I do like that song. I do. That is a dang good song, you know? It really is. And now I have a song that John sent me that he says was offered to Elvis by, let's see, I wrote it down here, by Liebert and Stolen. Liebert and Stolen. They're songwriters, of course. And they wrote Little Egypt. So, when they offered this song to Elvis, he thought it was too much like Little Egypt, so he turned it down. And the Searchers got it. Okay? And we all remember the Searchers doing it, too. It was a good song. And Elvis should have done it. That's all I can say. Elvis should have done it. Yeah. So here's the Searchers doing Love Potion number 9.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap, too. She's got a bag down a very potent vine. Selling little bottles of Love Potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a mind decide. She said what you needed, Love Potion number 9. She bent down and
can. Oh, well. The searchers got it. 1964. Man. I was 10 years old. I don't really remember it yet. I hadn't gotten into radio yet. But by the time I got into radio, they were still playing it. So I know the song, and I know the searchers. I don't know what that means, but there it is. Hey, hey. All right, guys, guess what? I got 6 minutes left. And I really did enjoy the show today. Thank you, John, for all the music. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was fun. And it made me feel good. Dancing my chair. This poor chair, I swear. It's held up really, really well. It doesn't have any more padding on the arms, but what the hey, you know, it's still a good chair. And I can dance in it without breaking it. So there you go. Of course, I don't weigh that much, so that's how it goes. But anyway, I hope you guys had fun. I know Ann did, probably up dancing as much as I was sitting here dancing. It was great. And I hope it gave you some laughter and some joy. And it filled up your music bones to get you through the rest of the week until Thursday. Anyway, that's only another 2 days. And we'll have another show like this one with more music and get you through until Sunday. Yeah, no, there's never enough music to just get you through. You always got to go listen to more. You always got to go sing more. Sing, people, sing, because that just bubbles up in your soul and makes you smile. If you smile, people around you are smiling. Go for it, honey pies. Go for it. I love you all. Come and join me again Thursday. We'll have some more music. Hey, you never can have too much music. Okay? So, at this point, I am going to wish you health. I'm going to wish you safety. And I'm going to wish you blessings until your cup runs over. And I will see you again on Thursday, and we'll do this again and have a lot of fun. Here is Elvis doing I Want Us Back.
Lately I've been lonely, Lord knows I don't like that feeling. And it's more than you like feeling lonely too. I don't know which one's to blame for almost putting out our flame. But for me it's not the thing for us to do. The way it was, the way we were, maybe you and me was where it was at. I want us back. Girl, we've come too far for us to give up on tomorrow when we've shared so many good times yesterday. Let me know you like I think I do. That you don't want to lose me and you, I'm dying to say. The way it was, the way we were, maybe you and me was where it was at. I want.
Lately I've been lonely, Lord, 'cause I don't like that feeling any more than you like feeling lonely too. My mama said to me, someday you'll find a love song to last eternally. I want you with me, everywhere I go. I want you with me. Oh, please don't leave it, baby, I love you so. I can be the ruler of this whole wide world if you will only say that you'll be my girl. That I can't climb. You find the mountain, child, and I will find the town. I want you with me.
I want you with me.
We'll be night and day.
I want you with me. I want you with me.
Well, you can make me happy, baby. Don't you go away.
I want you with me, baby, one more time.
Swim an ocean with a raging foam. If I know that you'll be there.